We're Alive is brought to you by...
When the zombies come, what will happen to your pet, your dog, your cat? When you have to run, will you leave them behind? Witness the heart and tenacity of animals when faced with the walking dead in the new comic book, Rex, Zombie Killer. Three dogs, a cat, and a gorilla with a baseball bat make a perilous cross-country journey to find safety and a home. For more information, visit www.rexzombiekiller.com. On Facebook at /RexZombieKiller. See Rex go. Run, zombies, run.
We're Alive, a story of survival.
Chapter 26. Who Overcomes?
Part 1 of 3.
Set down light in the center of the helipad. Several other desert camo helicopters were tied down around us. I couldn't see much else past the surrounding road.
See anything?
What do we do now?
Just sit tight. Kelly, grab your gun. Come on.
What about me?
We've got it.
Well?
Hold on.
What?
Hold on! Oh shit! There!
Is it dead?
Yeah. Where the hell did it come from? Behind us?
Stowaway. He must have been hanging on.
Michael! You need help?
Stay in there.
I'm not seeing anyone. Should we try and go out further?
Not so far that we can't make it back. Wait, there's something else.
I hear it too. There!
From around the corner, a Hummer and patrol car came racing towards us. Someone with a Kevlar vest and sunglasses in the turret trained their sights on us. I immediately strapped my rifle and threw my arms up. Kelly followed suit. Several uniformed officers piled out of every door and moved towards us.
Come on, move!
It's all right! Stay there. Keep your hands up.
It's okay. He's a soldier, too.
Soldier?
Sergeant Michael Cross from the 223rd out of L.A.
Really? Carl, watch these two.
We have more people still in the bird. I can have them...
Stay there, Sergeant. Hey, you, shut it down. Kill it. You're wasting fuel.
You think so?
Hey, Pegs. Yeah, do it. She gets it.
Everyone out of there.
Michael?
Do what he says. Come on out. It's all right. They're just trying to assess the situation.
Let me do my job.
Carl, right?
Talk?
Don't talk. Just watch them. All of you get out of here. Line up and leave your guns on the bird.
Hey, look, Private Thomas. Here's my ID, Sergeant Cross. What's the situation? We came a long way to not know anything.
It's whoever's stationed here still, Sergeant. This is the place where they send...
Hey! What did I say about talking to them?
But he's a sergeant.
And you're a corporal.
I don't care what he says he is. You got a standing order.
What's your problem?
Got no problem, Sarge. Besides the fact you all smell like shit. Just stand fast.
Oh, this is pretty exciting. You were right. There are soldiers here. It sounds like there's a whole lot more, too. That's encouraging. Maybe I can finally get laid. Stop it, Kelly!
This way, Riley. Just hold on to me.
Oh, don't tell me she's turning. We got no room for those here.
No! Wait!
No! She's just sick as all. She wasn't attacked. It could be alcohol poisoning.
What the hell was this? Some party cruise? Figured y'all made it this far, might as well get fucked up.
Yeah, it's a little more complicated than that.
Is that one of your people?
You bring this thing with you, did you? Friends of yours?
I think it stowed away when we had to land.
You think, huh? So did you bring it here?
It grabbed on when we lifted off. Are you listening to what we're saying?
It did, huh?
This is ridiculous. Anyone else allowed to say something, or is it just this guy?
Michael.
They speak when spoken to.
Corporal Puck. So you're in charge here, huh? It's just you five?
No, there's a chain of command outside of myself.
Then let me talk to them.
I'm under orders from the base commander. Until I hear back from him, you sit tight.
Hope, take my hand.
Is this gonna take a while?
Private, check back with HQ, give him an update. No one gets back in the chopper. Hey, Sarge, I'm gonna need you to empty your rifle and clear the chamber. You too, lady. And, anyone else who might be carrying.
No, I don't think so.
What? No? Safety reasons.
Yeah, no.
Sooner or later, you're gonna have to.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
Hey, Puck, come here. Look at the number on it. The chopper.
So what?
1420.
So?
What, you know this bird? Carl?
Just stay there.
Wow. This is pretty exciting.
I know, I wonder how many people are here. If there are any civilians or...
Who cares? Just maybe. New faces.
And a shower.
Oh my god, a hot shower.
Yeah. But seriously, I think we made it.
Don't get too excited. We don't really know what's going on here. But it looks good. It looks promising.
They sure are dicks.
I guess I should have expected that. Whoever's in charge must have a lot of rules, so just follow my lead and we'll get through this.
But, I mean, are you sure we can trust them? Sounds a lot like the colony.
Maybe they're not legit.
Hey, Corporal Puck, what's your MOS?
31 Bravo.
That sounds about right. He's got a Fort Irwin patch, too. And the fact that they're not moving very fast, it all adds up. It's military run. Hurry up and wait.
But who's running the military?
That's just it. I don't know.
You think you can find out what's going on, then?
No, not right now. These guys won't sneeze unless some brass tells them to. We're gonna have to wait to find out anything worth a damn. I'm sorry, that's just how it works.
So, it was never you being an ass, just your training, huh?
Cute.
You think we can get a better place for Riley, at least, if you think we'll be waiting out here a while?
Let me see. Hey, Puck! What about our injured?
Yeah, she's first in line to get checked out. I'm still waiting to hear back.
So, I guess try and make her comfortable for now.
Michael! Michael, he's getting near the helicopter.
Hey, you mind? I'd rather you not.
What, are you hiding something? What's in there?
Hold on.
I said wait over there.
This'll just take a sec. Stay out of there.
Hey, I have the right to search this thing.
Do you now?
Puck, command's on the line.
What are you gonna do?
God damn it. You're unlocking it when I get back.
Smooth.
I don't think you locked it.
He's an MP, he doesn't know that.
MP?
Military police.
Yes, sir. Can do, sir. What about the chopper? They locked it.
sure? What if, Yes, sir. All right, everyone on your feet. Carl, you and Josh take the sick one over to the weed. The rest of you go to in process.
Weed?
The hospital. Okay, on your feet. The rest of you, able to walk? Anyone else got something life-threatening? What about you, your arm?
It's fine.
Good. Barracks are this way.
Hold on. I'm grabbing my bag.
Oh, me too!
I have a few things as well.
Make it quick. We ain't got all day.
Can you grab mine too?
Yeah, I got it.
What's with her?
Blind. Mostly.
Wonderful.
So what now?
No one can reach the colonel, so you're stuck in the barracks till we do. Showers are working, and you'll get a hot meal at 1700. There's some clothes and a couple beds in there. Looks like you could use it.
Yeah, no shit.
All right, come on. Get out here.
Corporal Puck, level with me. Was it a good idea to come here?
What? Like safe or what?
Whatever, you can tell me.
This place ain't no paradise. It's the fucking Dust Bowl, but it's all right. You'll figure it out.
Yeah?
Yeah. All right, all of you, get out here. No one's gonna touch your shit. You don't have to carry it all.
You got everything?
Yeah, I'm good. Wish we could have slept a little longer, though.
Burning daylight.
Still there?
Yeah, see, told you the 50 cal would be fine.
All right, you remember how to get there?
I only lived there for like 3 months.
Just checking.
Layers of gray dust and ash on the ground got thicker the closer we got to the tower. The debris was spread out for several blocks. The gray haze was almost all gone by now. The place where it stood was a mess of plaster, concrete, wood, and wire. A large chunk of the building had fallen in one direction, leaving large open spaces in the rubble. I found a way through and parked near where the exit to the parking garage used to be. This was the first time I remember seeing corpses abandoned. This place was different for some reason. The dead of all sides were left to rot.
Oh, damn. That's a lot of bodies.
Start checking them.
You sure we need to do this?
Some gotta be maulers, and at least one has to have a map. Just be careful.
How am I supposed to tell who's what?
It's pretty obvious.
So why do you think they're still here?
I don't know, but if they got scared off, they'll be back, so we better hurry.
Well, these are them.
Want to be more specific?
Lighters, whatever you call them.
Yeah, same with these.
Oh man, check it out. I think this was the
chopper? I see it.
Or at least a piece of it. How much left? Hey, this might be one here. Got a gun in his hand still. No clip though. No pulse. And his eyes are normal.
Well, then check him.
See, we got a floss, a key, and a pocket knife. Oh, I got a wallet here. Empty. Except for an ID. Wait, IDs. Lots of them. Bunch of different people.
Anybody we know?
No, seems random.
That's it?
That's it.
Found something else over here. It ain't pretty.
What?
Some of our people. In a car. Or what's left of it.
Aw, oh, nasty. Ooh.
I think Steven, Jacob, and I don't know about the other two. Shit.
Want to do something for him?
Wouldn't matter now.
I guess not.
We kept looking for the next hour and found 8 Maulers. None of them had what we were looking for. We checked the rooftops they were shooting from too, but it was a bust. The building next door was supposed to be the second landing site or whatever, so we decided to check that place only as a last resort. I thought we might find clues who made it out. I guess we did.
One, two harnesses here. If you made it across before it fell.
So the chopper took off from here?
Some people could have made it across and never went on the bird. Maybe a few people stayed behind.
If they did, they didn't get out through the building. It was still blocked from the inside.
So is there any other way out?
Like what?
Alright, so I land over here from the other building. Right about here. I look around and...
You're stuck.
Maybe I would...
Yeah?
Give me a second, I'm thinking. Are there any fire escapes? Or another... Dude, the zipline is still there.
Yeah? Where would it have gone?
But it wouldn't be this way.
I think you're reaching.
Look, it's on the ground right below us. It wouldn't have fallen like that. Someone could have gone over here, got stuck then.
Then going down after the tower did.
All right, let's go see where it goes.
You don't want to just slide down? I got a spare set of gloves.
Eh, no thanks.
Baby.
Meet you down.
Which way would they go? No. They wouldn't go that way. Which way would they go? Which way would they go? Yes, right here. We'll go here. Guess who finally made it? My way was a lot faster.
Yeah. What'd you find?
Check this out. The wire was tangled up on the ground.
So?
Only way is if someone pulled the rope up and then dropped it.
All right, with you so far.
And there's only one way they could have gone.
Wait, another body here. There's a couple. Yeah, this is one. Nothing on him. Aw, nasty. Get off him.
What'd you do?
Rats picking at it. I can't tell if this was a biter or not.
Over there.
What'd you see?
It's over there now.
Cat. And we just fed him. This guy's got nothing. Let's head to the...
Oh, no way.
What?
It's Zombie Kitty.
The cat turned?
No, just a nickname. It was Peg's cat. I thought he died. Damn, look how fat he is.
All those mice.
Oh, hey, buddy. What is it?
All right, you done playing?
Sorry. Yeah, okay. So they came this way.
It's following us. Go back. Get your rat. Shoo.
He's not hurting anybody. Leave him alone.
Hey. There's some tracks over here. In the dust. A bunch of them.
No shit. Entire tracks. One, two, three, four, maybe five different kinds of shoes.
Kitty, go! You're messing it up. These tracks are fresh.
So what?
The dust had settled for a while. This is recent.
What?
Someone was here before us.
Join us again Monday for the next episode of We're Alive. Download the podcast for free on iTunes and Zoom. Keyword, We're Alive. To find out more or purchase the complete first season of We're Alive, go to www.zombiepodcast.com. Starring Jim Gleason, Nate Gies, Elisa Elliott, Tammy Klein, Shirley Jordan, Otto Sterk, Brett Newton, Christian Vieira, and Jay Olegario. I'm Michael Swan. Composers, Katie Whalen and Ron Gallagher. Written and directed by Casey Whalen. Zombie intern, Eric Wargo. Line producer, Simone Nepper. Produced by Casey Whalen and Grayson Stone. We're Alive. The serial audio drama was created by Shane Salk and Casey Whalen. For a complete list of crew, please visit www.zombiepodcast.com. This has been a Whalen production.